Hallelujah. Father, the mystery of prayer, the mystery of words. Lord, help us to understand what prayer is all about, and help us to receive. Help us to pray according to your will, to be in alignment, because we have received the word of faith, because we've listened, and therefore we speak. Tonight, may we have magnificent results, because we are in total alignment with your will, your purpose, your plans, your goals, your desires. In full alignment with what you want done. That the prayer of our Lord that he taught us, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven, may be fully manifested and accomplished. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name, we ask it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Word of God tells us in the Gospel of Luke, the 11th chapter, beginning to read from about the 9th verse, if you may have that. It says, "And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you." I added something in that verse. What did I add? Door. It says, "Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Doesn't say door. It says knock at whatever it is that you want, and it will open itself to you. It will open itself so that you can have entrance into it. Praise the Lord. Who has $5 or $10 or $100 or $50? I don't want to walk off the stage. Anybody with some cash? Thank you. I'm going to keep it, you know that, right? Praise the Lord. That's interesting. Because it does not tell us what it is. It just says knock. Now, it's not saying knock at the doors of heaven. He says, "I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you're going to find." These are very general statements. Now, it has to do with the Lord. That is true. But it also has to do with living life and seeing life from that perspective. When I ask, I'm going to receive. Wherever it is I ask, I'm going to receive. In other words, it's an attitude of there are no no's to me, only yes and amen. That is a very positive posture to take in life. I'm sure you've heard me say it before, never accept a no from somebody who doesn't have the ability to say yes in the first place. Push until you get your yes. Push until you get your yes. Because there are always things that want to block your path. Now, there are going to be times when we don't receive, and we'll talk about that. But it's very specific here. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, whatever it is that you're seeking, you're going to find it. So better be careful what you're seeking. If you're seeking it, you're going to find it. If you're seeking good, you're going to find it. You're seeking bad, you're seeking trouble, you're going to get it. Whatever it is that you're seeking, you're going to get. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. These are not just statements about prayer. These are statements about living life. Whatever it is that you're seeking, you're going to find. It's interesting, you know, we have smart TVs nowadays. And I noticed that when you're talking about a particular thing, all of a sudden, that's what the smart TV feeds you. You start getting stuff, oh, I was just thinking about that. We're just talking about that until you clue in. Somebody's busy listening all the time. Somebody's always listening to you. Aren't you amazed at how all of a sudden a crime is committed and they come up with all these tapes and videos and all kinds of stuff? How do they come up with those things so quickly? Because somebody's always watching. There's a big brother. Now, there's a big God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Who is always listening. But just as much as there is a big God listening, there is a devil who is always listening to what's coming out of your mouth. Now, somebody might be wondering why I got this. It says, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Open. Hallelujah. Open. So that's crazy. The word of God says, according to your faith, be it unto you. Open. 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 The word of God says, money answereth all things. Now, I'm not teaching about money. I don't want you to go all over the place. But the only other thing that answereth all things is God. So this thing here has to serve you. This is a servant. This is not a Lord. But it can become a Lord if you make it Lord over your life. This is meant to serve you. Amen? And if it's meant to serve me, then I can send it. You can come take your money back. Say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, Pastor, give me back my money. Praise the Lord. The word of God goes and says, for everyone that asketh, everyone that ask, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. It shall. There's no negative statement in all of that. Everyone, not some people, everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. It shall be opened. It didn't say it should. It says it shall. It should has a certain percentage that the thing that's supposed to be opened has control over. But this gives 100% control to the one that knocks and says, I knock, you don't have the right to deny me entrance. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, why do I bring us to this particular passage? I bring us to this particular passage because I want us to pray with confidence, believing that whatever it is that we are looking for, whatever it is that we are asking for, whatever it is that we're knocking at, is going to respond to us accordingly. So we're not going to leave here tonight wondering if there is going to be an answer. We're going to leave here tonight assured that we're going to receive the answer that we desire. In James chapter 4, beginning to read from verse 3, we get a reverse of what we just talked about. It says, ye ask and receive not. Oh, so you can ask and not receive. But why? Because ye ask amiss. You ask wrongly. Why? That ye may consume it upon your lust. So in essence, if what you are desiring and asking for is just for me, myself, and I, and you're just about being covetous about whatever, God says, I'm not in that game. So therefore, watch this. This is important. If I ask amiss so that I can consume it upon my lust, my selfish desires, then the answer that God grants is an answer that's not based on me, myself, and I, but with a mindset so that I can be a blessing. That makes sense? I want to be blessed to be a blessing. I want to be delivered so that I can be a blessing. I want to experience you in this particular area so that I can be a blessing. This is not just about me. This is now about others. It says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Friendship with the world, meaning thinking like the world thinks, makes you an enemy of God. Not because God makes himself an enemy to you, but you become an enemy to God because you are contravening and going against whatever it is that God really wants for you, which is the best. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Now, Romans tells us in Romans 8 that that person is a carnal-minded person. Flesh, carnal-minded, a meathead. Carnus, meat. So if you are world-minded, trying to be like the world, thinking like the world, I want money so I can have this many houses and have this nice car and all of that kind of a mindset, God says, we're not talking. I can't fit into this agenda. But if you want the blessing of God on your life so that you can be a blessing, God does not mind you having things. He says, seek ye first what? The kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Because you've put your priorities in the right place. So tonight, the first thing we're going to do is going to ask God to have proper priorities. I want proper priorities so that I can ask correctly. I want the mind of God so that I am in alignment. Praise the Lord. It's all about balance. I remember a few years back, my tires were overinflated. And I noticed my car was bouncing all over the place, like a bouncing ball. Too inflated. Now that could cause major problems. Now, there are other reasons why your vehicle will be bouncing all over the place. It could be a broken spring, it could be whatever else. But the reality is, if you don't have balance, you're going to wear out unevenly in life. So if I have my tire changed, they have to balance it so it spins properly so that the tire doesn't wear wrongly. Every time God moves us into a new sphere, and we're talking about restoration and restructuring, guess what God has to do? Balance. Put a balance to us. So we are not bouncing all over the place. Amen? So, as we ask God to help us prioritize our lives properly, we're going to ask God also to balance us for the new place he wants us as individuals, for the new place he wants us corporately to step into. Every change needs some kind of tweaking. Amen? Praise the Lord. Because if you don't change, and you're growing physically, you might just want to keep on eating baby's food when you should be eating meat. And there are a lot of people in church that just want baby food. They just want to be pampered. You can't rebuke them, you can't chastise them, you can't say anything to them because they hurt my feelings. Grow up. How are you going to be able to ask correctly if you don't grow up? If you don't understand that things are changing and you need to change and align yourself with the will and purpose of God, you're going to have problems. So tonight, we're going to pray about these things. God, help me be balanced. Help me to make proper priorities. Help me to be in alignment with your will. Help me to grow up and to be mature. It's not enough to grow. You have to mature or be mature, whichever way you want to pronounce it. How do you pronounce it in Canada? Mature? Mature? Okay. Some other people say mature. But go, yeah? Okay. Or you can be a baby in a big man's body. And there's so many people in church. I've been in church for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. And you poke and you find out still a baby. Grow up. So part of our prayer tonight is, Lord, help me to grow up and be mature. Amen? Now, there's a whole list of those things up on the screen right now. We're going to start up with the first three lines. God, give us the grace to have proper priorities so that we can ask correctly. Amen? Because he already told us, if you ask, you're going to receive. If you seek, you're going to find. Now, from God's perspective, you can ask and not receive because you ask amiss. But there's always a devil who will give you what you're asking for to entrap you so that he can destroy you. I don't want, and that's going to be part of our focus today, God, let not an answer come to me if it is going to destroy me because the enemy is engaged. Amen? Praise the Lord. Okay, let's do it. Let's get to it. God, give us the grace to have proper priorities so that we can ask correctly. Pray. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Secondly, we want to ask God to help us embrace the mind of Christ that he's already given to us. This is something that is given to us. You have the mind of Christ. Amen? So that we are in alignment with God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. In the earth means the world, but it also means this earth because we were made out of the earth. So your kingdom come and your will be done in me. Hallelujah. As it is in heaven. So there is a will of God in heaven. Yes? And the will of God in heaven is always perfect. There's no mess up with his will. His will is always good. So, if I don't know what that will is, I cannot declare that will in the earth. I have to say what he's saying. That's what confession is. Coming into agreement with what God is saying. Now, for me to be in agreement with what God is saying or what God is showing, I have to have open eyes to see, just like Moses saw the tabernacle in the heavens and was able to replicate it in the earth. I need to see that. I need to hear what God is saying, because what God is saying has with it faith. The faith to produce whatever it is God is saying. God never says something and those words don't become things. Eli asked Samuel, what thing did God say? Yeah? Words and things come together. Amen? So, beyond the alphabet, the thing, the image of it, whatever it is God is saying, faith comes with it, and then when God says it, I hear it, I say the same thing, and what I then say forms the complete loop. Make sense? That which is in heaven becomes manifest here in the earth. Praise the Lord. So we're going to ask God, help me to have the mind of God. And remember, your mind is where your imagination is. Yeah? So when I have the mind of Christ, I have the imaging of Christ. Make sense? Hallelujah. So as we pray, I want God to quicken our ability to see what we are praying. Because many times, this is strange. This is so strange. And they will tell you that it is the devil. Because if I say chair right now, you will see a chair. Right? But why is it that many times when we're talking in terms of praying, many times we don't see anything? You're praying things and you see nothing. It's the devil. Because normally, even just talking general discussion like this, people start imagining the story. Is that not true? So why is it that when it comes to prayer, you see nothing? The enemy. Because if you see something, you got it. Praise the Lord. So we're going to ask God, help me to have eyes that see the manifestation of what I'm asking. So if we're praying for increase in the church, we should see people all over the place. Hallelujah. If we're praying for resources, we should see those resources. We knock on those resources. It's open. Hallelujah. I must have entrance. You know, growing up, we used to read all these stories. I think one of the stories was Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves or something like that. Open Sesame. Yeah, remember that one? And it opened. Anyways, yeah, open Sesame. Praise the Lord. Open to me. Winnipeg. Open! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Whatever it is that we're looking for, open. Glory be to God. So we're going to pray, God, give me your mind. And give me the ability to see the manifestation, the imaging of what you are showing. Glory be to God. Does it make sense? Well, when we do the teachings like this, it's so that we can continue with the principles of truth that the Word of God is teaching us. As He unveils His truth to us, we follow through with it. Let's pray. Praise God. Kadabu shandele bakaya. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Now, we're asking in generalities right now, but we're going to ask very specifically for particular things as the Holy Spirit leads us tonight. We're just laying the foundation so that we can penetrate effectively. Now, I've shared quite a few things with us today, so now let's address the issue of balance. Because anything can be pushed past its proper limits. Error doesn't just happen. Error happens because our truth was pushed beyond where it's supposed to be. Yeah? So, as we are opening ourselves into moving in this particular direction, we want to be certain that there is no error in our thinking. I'm amazed at how many times people ask me to pray with them about particular things. I want this person to do this. I want my brother or my sister to do this. I want this. And I say, no, I can't pray like that. Why can't you pray like that? Well, because God doesn't want me to control people. I can pray and ask God, grant this person the insight and understanding so that they make the right decisions concerning this particular situation, but I'm not going to pray that they do this. That's pushing it out of balance. It is quite close, but they are not exactly the same thing. One is more in the direction of witchcraft than anything else. You know, control people's minds. Excuse me. God gives you a free choice. I present you life and death. Choose life so you live. You choose death, that's your decision. If I choose to say, God, I choose that you choose for me, that's my decision. Amen? So we're going to ask for balance. Lord, as you unveil your truth to us, help us to be balanced so that we don't go off the rail at any time. Amen? Praise God. That makes sense? Okay, let's pray that. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, I don't know what needs you have, but we are here praying corporately. I may not know what you're praying about or what you believe in God for. You may be believing God for finances or your health or relationships or whatever it might be. And the person next to you may be believing God for something totally different. Somebody may be believing God, you know, I want to have a good relationship with my son, my daughter, my grandchildren, my husband, my wife. Somebody else may be believing God for a breakthrough for their education. You know, they need a scholarship, they need a grant, they need a breakthrough in their business. Whatever it is that you believe in God for, whatever it is that you're praying and asking God for, asking, he says, believe that you receive it and you shall have it. Amen? Whatever it is that you're asking, you shall receive. Whatever it is that you're seeking, you're going to find. Whatever it is that you knock at will open itself to you. So, in this particular segment, we're just going to pray about what it is that we want to pray about. We may not be able to cover everything, but that's when we have the Holy Spirit who knows how to cover all the bases for us. Amen? You know, so whatever it is that I've not prayed about, that I should be praying about, I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're praying it for me. And all I do right now is I position myself to receive of your manifold blessings. Amen? So this here, this particular segment, is for you to just talk to God about what you want to talk to God about. Amen? Whatever it is you want to talk to God about. God, I'm struggling with this drug addiction thing. I receive my deliverance from it. I want to be somebody who's helping other people break free from drug addiction. I don't need this mess in my life. Help me. I acknowledge it. I have an addiction. But Lord, the addiction I really want is to be addicted to Jesus. Amen? Praise the Lord. So whatever else is not meant to be, you are rebuked, get out of my life. I don't know what you're going to pray, but just pray it. But while you're praying it, the point is, every one of us will be in agreement with you as you are in agreement with other people, because we're all praying together, believing God that we all receive. Amen? Hallelujah. And God always has surprise packages in the mix. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's receive together and get surprised together. Wow, look at what I got. I wasn't even praying for this, but here it is. Hallelujah. So let's pray. Talk to the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I'd like us to pray for those that are sick and need a healing. They need a touch from God. Your bodies are failing them. But we trust in God that those bodies will align themselves and do what God assigned them to do. Carry those souls, those spirits around, so that they can fulfill the mandate that God has for them. Those that have not accomplished the divine destiny and purpose that God has for them, that death will not cut them short. That grace will abound. And they will see the salvation of the Lord. Amen? Let us pray. Pray for those that are sick, that are struggling with their health, those that the enemy wants to snuff out, cause them not to fulfill their divine purpose and destiny. that the enemy of our souls will fail, and that they will accomplish what God sent them to the earth to do, sent them to this world to do. For everyone has a particular assignment, and they must finish their race. They must complete their race, and their bodies must not fail them. Their minds must not fail them. Their thinking must not be corrupted. Whatever it is that is causing people not to fulfill their mandate, that the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning, will intervene and help them to accomplish what God has for them. They will not allow the words of men to discourage them and cause them to think of themselves as nobodies and nothing, but that they will see that God, the God of heaven, can abide in them and cause them to do what they cannot do by themselves because of the sufficiency of grace. Pray. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. There are those that are celebrating this month their birthdays and their anniversaries. We're going to pray for them that the reason God released them to this earth, that they will fulfill it. We're going to pray for marriages that are experiencing anniversaries this month, that those marriages will accomplish what God desired for those marriages to accomplish. So many marriages start up with dreams and hopes and aspirations. This is what we would like to be like, and we're always going to be like this, and so on and so forth. And somewhere, somehow, they get derailed. We're going to ask that God will help those that are getting derailed or about to get derailed to balance out and stay on track. Amen? Praise the Lord. We're going to pray for those that are not married, that God will bring to them that person that completes them. That person that they are called to complete, that person that they've been assigned to help, and who's been assigned to help them, that wherever that person is, that God somehow engineer, mobilize, and bring things into focus. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Pray. Pray. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Now let us pray for the service that we are going to have this Sunday. That the Lord will meet us here. And that the God who adds to his church daily will more than add, but multiply us. Amen. As we pray, let us see the manifestation of God's great grace. And that all the resources that we need to accommodate those that God brings to us, that all things will align itself by the leading of the Holy Spirit of the Most High God. Will you pray, please? Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. One more prayer. Focus, at least that's what I think right now, by the leading of the Spirit. I want us to pray about the crusade that we're going to be having exactly a month from now. I'm not going to mention the nation, but that nation is opening up to us. We're seeing thousands and thousands of people come to the Lord in this particular nation. And we have the opportunity to go into this nation this next month. We need quite a few dollars to accomplish this assignment. I have not talked about it much, but I believe that God will speak to people to individuals to sow towards this particular trip. The enemies fought this particular trip like crazy. He's fought it every way possible that he can fight it. But he's a loser. Amen? He's lost. He's very, very scared of this particular ministry trip. He is very, very disturbed. Can you imagine trying to get a visa from, you fill out a visa form and everything, do everything, and it's taken a month and a half, almost 2 months, to get a visa? That doesn't happen anywhere. It is the resistance of the enemy. How can I fight this? But he's lost already. Amen? Well, we're going to bring in a great haul. Hallelujah. God is, you know, it's like God has been poking holes all over this particular nation for 2-3 years now. Everywhere. We've been all over that nation, different parts, remote areas, poking holes. And this is like, bang! Hallelujah. It's not just about the salvation, and this is amazing. It's not just about the many people that are going to come to salvation and the many people that are going to get healed and delivered. We did a Zoom into this nation, and 13,000 plus people get saved just from here, speaking from here. And close to 9,000 people are testifying of healings and miracles of different forms. 8,975, they said. And we're not even there. We've not even gone into that nation and are waiting. As soon as we arrive, we're going to be dedicating, ordaining bishops and pastors. And the Lord said, you're supposed to do it. We've not even moved. Can you imagine how many people? We're doing pastors' conferences. I think we've done 2 or 3 now. Yeah, 2 or 3 pastors' conferences. Pastors coming from all over the nation and being taught the word of God. So it's not just the people that are going to get saved right there. It's all the lives that are going to be changed, and these people spreading across their continent, taking the word of God. Amen? The last time, the last crusade we had, the nation was flooded. But the place where we're having the crusade, land, it's like a hedge of protection. It became an island for salvation. So God is doing something. Amen? God is doing extraordinary things. And so I just trust him that the funds that we need, and I'm not going to limit it to a particular amount, but it's not small. I'm not going to tell you how much. If we have more than enough, and those fragments will go to other places that we need to go to this year. So 2 things I want us to pray about. One, for the resources to be made available, and for us as a church to be ready again to have our pastors go out. Amen? And be okay with it. Praise the Lord. You're smiling a very interesting smile over there. Praise the Lord. I want everybody to be okay with it. Amen? Hallelujah. Whether there's somebody here live, or it's a message that's preached and left for you to listen to, that we are all engaged because we are doing this together. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So those two things. Pray for the breakthrough for that nation, for the resources to be made available that we need here, travel, and that's the other thing. You know, I try to find a flight to this particular nation. Can you believe it? All the airlines, there's no seat, there's no seat, there's no seat. It's all packed. I said, what's happening? But we'll get the seats. Amen? It will open up. Praise the Lord. And it's not inexpensive. You know, it's like prices for tickets are just crazy. Never thought of paying, you know, if you're not flying business class, why are you paying $6,000, $8,000 for flight to anywhere? But that's the kind of things that you have today. So, anyway, let's pray about that and pray that we together as a church are okay to see us again go out. Amen? Praise God. Because it's been about 3 years of being here at home, and I know there's going to be some withdrawal. So we don't want those withdrawal pains, you know, in shakes to start. None of that. Amen? This next step, let's go for it. Praise God. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Lord, for answered prayers. Thank you, Lord, O God, that we're in full alignment with your will and your word. And Lord, O God, great grace is happening in our lives right now. Thank you, Lord, for lives being changed, lives being transformed, minds being renewed, all things aligning themselves to your word. We thank you, Lord, that we have asked and therefore we have received. We have sought and therefore we have found. We have knocked, and Lord, O God, that which we've knocked at has opened up to us. The nations are open. Our city is open. Our world is open, Lord, O God, so that we can have entrance, growing in wisdom, growing in stature, growing finding favor with God and man in all areas. Blessed be your holy name. Let that which must find us for the manifestation of your glory find us. Let resources locate us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, O God, that all is well with us and we are able to fulfill your mandate and the state of your church is strong, it is healthy, it is awesome, it is accomplishing purpose forever and ever to the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We decree it so done. And all of gospel together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, thank God for every one of you. At this time, let us honor God with our giving, our resources. As we sow our seed, may God multiply our seed sown. Amen? Hallelujah. Is there anyone here tonight that wants to make a commitment to the Lord and say, God, I want to turn my life over to you. I want a restart, a fresh connection with you. I want your life to flow in me and through me. I ask you to come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior. If there's anyone like that, wants to rededicate their lives or be saved for the first time, just wave at me and I'll acknowledge you and pray with you. Okay. All right. Praise God. Well, thank God for the wonderful grace that He's granted us to serve Him. I'm glad that everyone that is here, at some point then, because I saw no hands up, you've made a commitment to the Lord and you're walking with Him. And so as you walk with Him, may you continue to grow in Him. It's a joy to have Sister Gail with us this last two services. And we pray and trust that you're going to have grace to travel safely and that you'll continue to accomplish what God has called you to do in the province just over. And we thank God for you and we celebrate you. You're a real special daughter in this house and proof of it. Amen. Yes, you know, you came back after so many years and it's like you didn't leave. But we know you left, but you're still here. Amen. Yes, yes. God bless you. Amen. God bless you all. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord and we'll see you on Sunday. Amen. God bless. Oh, lest I forget, just for those that are here, Mama lost